So how much cider were you able to produce in your first years? Can you remember how much gallonage?
No, I can't.
Did you have your three vats full?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, it must have been in the region of 50,000 gallons. Well, I thought that's the important thing, to make it good, really good cider, and it was good. And I never thought about the selling part of it. Never thought of that in the end of my head. So anyway, I had all this beautiful cider, and nobody wanted to know anything about it. Nobody wanted to buy it. So the next job was to go out as a commercial traveller round the pubs. Now, in those early days, the pubs were not tied for cider. They were tied to the brewers for beer. But the landlords could buy cider wherever they wanted. And so really one had to start at the pubs, you see. And that entailed pub crawling in a big way every night of my life. I was out on this selling business. And that was very hard work. It was terribly hard. Well, eventually we built up a clientele. We got a representative, a sales representative, to help on this and built up a little connection. Well, then the blow fell. The brewers thought, well, now this cider is making inroads into our beer sales. We must do something about it. And something about it they did do. They proceeded to tie their houses and to their own cider, which they would supply. And so we lost all those customers which we'd gained, you see, with so much sweat and tears. Then we had to go to the breweries and try to sell to the breweries. Well, that wasn't so good, because they wanted a very big slice of profit, so we had to cut the price, which wasn't very helpful financially at all.
When was this? What?
Oh, this was about, this started in the early 1930s. So we had to cope with that. But eventually we got in with a certain number of breweries, and... Well, then we went ahead.